Some of the most prestigious homes around the country are found in gated communities where only residents and authorized guests may enter. Gates and guards are designed to keep the riffraff out and give homeowners a feeling of security. But it seems a growing number of homeowners on both coasts prefer the prestige and ease of faux gates, often elaborate fakes that do not actually bar entry. Eric Roy reports from member station KCRW in Los Angeles.
BMWs, Mercedes-Benz, Cadillac SUVs, and other luxury cars turn off Sunset Boulevard in the lush hills near UCLA and head through the massive iron gates guarding Bel Air, one of the most exclusive communities in Los Angeles. Homes may sell for $10 million. But the watchdog's bark is worse than its bite because the gates never close. Bel Air is likely what Edward Blakely would call a faux-gated community. Blakely is the co-author of the landmark book Fortress America, Gated Communities in the United States. He says fake gates have taken off in the last 5 years.
People put up the fake gates, the archways and the like, as an entrance to their community. There's usually a guard shed, a gate with the arm up, or maybe no guard arm at all. But if you just drove by, you'd assume that this was a secure gate that you couldn't pass through.
Sandra Culley says it's all part of the art of designing neighborhoods to make people feel good about coming home. The president of Malibu-based Culley Marketing works with home builders nationwide.
I couldn't say there'd be a trend towards ungated communities, but I would say that there's been enormous increase in interest in the art of placemaking.
Culley says since the 1980s, developers have combined architecture, psychology, and even knowledge of biorhythms to create entrance monuments that let you feel you've arrived.
Sometimes we do it by narrowing what we call narrowing the throat, narrowing the intersection into your community, putting up columns. And in this transition zone, you go from the hustle and bustle of your work into the kind of calming, I've arrived home, peacefulness of your neighborhood.
Nice fake gates can pump up that sense of identity, privacy, and prestige, as well as discourage casual interlopers and do it for less money than the real thing. Professor Blakely says both bona fide and faux gates push up home values 10% to 15%. But real gates turn a development into a private community, where infrastructure upkeep is paid for by homeowners, not taxpayers.
The bill for maintaining the roads is pretty steep, and when the assessments come around, people don't want to pay them. It can add anywhere from $1,000 a month to $12,000 a month.
Security officers add to the bill, and beyond the higher price tag, some homeowners have found they're turned off by what's inside the gates. It's a perfect summer day in Orange County, 40 miles south of L.A., sunny but not too hot. A group of schoolgirls is warming up for basketball practice in a public park. Newport Beach is an uptown beach town with wall-to-wall gated communities in some places. But here in the Harborview development, the Nantucket-style guardhouse at the entrance is always unguarded. That works for homeowner Denise Schoenberg, after all the attitude, where she used to live in a gated community called Blackhawk. When the Schoenbergs moved, they chose Harborview precisely because it's not gated.
It's less snooty. We used to call Blackhawk Bleakhawk because it was so snooty. You couldn't even have trees delivered on a Saturday from the nursery. And the neighbors were snootier. We're here. It's all bicycles in the front yard, real friendly.
No statistics are kept on the number of faux-gated communities because builders consider fake gates to be just another type of entry monument for ungated communities. And private real estate researchers with the Orange County-based Myers Group say construction of gated communities is actually on the upswing in Southern California. They say up to 35% of new housing developments in Los Angeles County have real gates, up to 45% in Orange County. For NPR News, I'm Eric Roy in Los Angeles.